Sarah Paretsky has a new V.I. Wachowski novel out. It is the 18th. It is called Fallout. And Paretsky is one of my favorite thriller writers. Certainly when I restrict that to American thriller writers, she's really up near the top. She works in a relatively sparsely populated genre, for want of a better phrase, I'll call it the social justice thriller, in that all of the environments in which V.I. Wachowski, her private eye based in Chicago, is trying to solve a crime, find a murderer, deal with massive corruption and fraud, they are all environments which reflect contemporary and historical social justice issues in the United States. In this one, her impossible Canadian goddaughter, Bernie, convinces her to look for August. He's a young black filmmaker who's disappeared, and he's thought to have committed some crimes before he disappears, and the police are after him as well. And Bernie says to V.I., August is a good guy. And he seems to have gone to Kansas in the company of Emerald, an older black movie actress who wants to film the story of her life. So V.I. reluctantly says, all right, I will look for August and for Emerald. And she then ends up in a town which is very close to a military base. And Emerald was born on that military base. And there is the military base, there is the town, there are farms, there are bases that housed nuclear missiles during the worst of the Cold War crisis. And there are secrets. There are always lots of secrets from the past which are erupting into the future. I mean, it's Chandler did it, Hammett did that. All the great thriller writers have the past erupting into the present and needing somebody in the present to make sense of these secrets. What's happening at that former nuclear missile site? What happened in 1983? There was a camp there along the lines of Greenham Common in the United Kingdom, and then something terrible, something dramatic happened. Was it accidental? Was it caused by the military? Was it caused by the medical military? These are all the secrets that V.I. must uncover. She writes with a wonderful ability to characterize and to be alert to history and the present and the way they intersect, but without at any stage becoming preachy. It is the plot, it is the story that matters most. It's just set against a slightly different backdrop from most thriller writers. I love them, and I really enjoyed this one. Fallout by Sarah Paretsky, the 18th V.I. Wachowski novel. Robert Lautner is an English writer, and his second novel is called The Draftsman. And it's beautifully written, but it is a very painful read. He makes lots of references to Goethe in this, because Goethe's Faustian bargain, which has informed so much of literature after Faust selling his soul to the devil, is echoed in this story. The draftsman is a young German called Ernst, and just as we're heading towards World War II, Ernst gets his first job. When you get your first job, you are incredibly delighted. I've got a job. And then he discovers what his job is. He's a draftsman, but his job is to annotate, to draw, to design ovens, furnaces. And those are going to be used in concentration camps to burn the bodies of the people that are going to be killed in those concentration camps. So what does he do? What does a good person do faced with a bad situation? Does he leave his job? And that means unemployment, with jobs incredibly difficult to come by. Or does he continue to work to design the ovens, despite the moral difficulties of doing so? And as the war progresses and information about what those ovens are being used for becomes harder and harder to ignore, so his choices become exponentially more complex. His writing about the concentration camps, Auschwitz, Buchenwald, are absolutely on point. I cannot believe how successfully he has captured the horror of those camps in this fictional account. And it's, as I say, it's painful reading, but it is beautifully, beautifully written. As is the nonfiction book to which I would like to draw your attention. It's called Four Seasons in Rome, with the subtitle On Twins, Insomnia, and the Biggest Funeral in the History of the World, by an American novelist, Anthony Doerr. All the Light We Cannot See is a book of his that I recall reviewing not too long ago. And After the publication of his first and successful novel in the US, Anthony Durr gets a letter saying, would he like an American Academy scholarship to Rome? All he has to do is go to Rome, live there for a year at their expense, and write. And he thinks, why not? And it sounds absolutely brilliant, except that on the day that he leaves Boise, Idaho, for Rome, Italy, with his wife, he also leaves with twin sons, 4 months old. And he's plunged into this ancient city with these two young, exhausting Americans. And he spends 4 seasons in Rome. He spends summer, well, you know what the 4 seasons are, and he writes about Rome, and he writes about writing about Rome, and he writes about writing, and he writes about being a writer who is the father of two exhausting twins, a father, a writer, who cannot remember when last he slept. And yet Rome is magnificent. The Eternal City shows itself to him and to his wife and to the boys who grow into their first year, begin to crawl, begin to walk in the Eternal City. And this is in the year, the biggest funeral in the history of the world is the year in which Pope John Paul dies and the funeral happens and he's there for the time. He writes exquisitely about history, about natural beauty, his eye to spot something which is worth writing about, which is unusual, which other people would not write about it, and then write about it in a way that makes you think, why has nobody else written about this thing in this way before? Or I can't believe that anybody is ever going to write about this aspect of Rome as well as Anthony Durr has done right here. The book is called 4 Seasons in Rome. And the author is Anthony Durr. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it is spelled D-O-E-R.